When I kept silent, he said,
"Come now, Charlotte. Something else is preying upon your thoughts. Something bitter. You must have it out."
"Don't tell me what I must and must not do," I cried. "That's for Jaggery."
"Forgive me. This old black man humbly requests you tell him what's beset your mind."
"Zachariah," I blurted out, "you haven't told me the truth." He turned to look hard at me.
"You must explain yourself."
I retreated to the brig. He pulled himself closer, pressing his face to the bars.
"Charlotte," he insisted, "now I am truly begging. Tell me what you mean."
"Zachariah," I said, tearful again, "I know who killed Mr. Hollybrass."
"Then why don't you speak it out so I can hear?"
he said sharply. "I'm waiting for him to say it himself," I threw back. He sighed.
"There's an old seaman saying, Miss Doyle, the devil will tie any knot save the hangman's noose. That Jack does for himself. Your silence is foolish. I beg of you, who do you think it is?"
I pressed my lips tight.
"Miss Doyle," he said, "if you want to save your life, you will tell me. I am trying to help you, but I cannot manage it without your thoughts. You have some choices, Miss Doyle. Shall I make them clear? Do you prefer to dangle from a yardarm by your neck, or do you wish to walk free? What do you want, Miss Doyle?"
"To live." He sighed.
"Then speak."
"Mr. Zachariah," I said with increasing weariness, "I already told you. I want the man to come forward himself."
"Most unlikely."
"Apparently," I said with even greater bitterness. Something in my voice must have alerted him. He scrutinized me shrewdly.
"Miss Doyle, why are you calling me Mr. Zachariah?"
"For the same reason you are calling me Miss Doyle." He cocked his head to one side. I could feel his gaze upon me. For a moment I had the courage to return it, but quickly glanced away. He said,
"Charlotte, you have grown suspicious of me. Am I correct?"
I nodded.
"Look at me."
I did. He sighed again.
"Is it truly possible you think I murdered Mr. Hollybrass?"
After a moment, I admitted, "Yes."
"And why?"
"Zachariah," I cried out, "you were there on deck. You had every reason to want him dead. And since I'd told you, you knew where I'd left the dirk. I suppose you would have preferred to kill the captain, but thought the first mate would do. And no one would know, would they? Least of all, Jaggery." "I'm certain it's what the rest of the crew believes," I rushed on, "and that's why they wouldn't speak for me. It's to protect you, Zachariah, just as they've done all along. I can hardly blame them." I sank onto the floor, sobbing.